Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And this is National Women's Health Week, and I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about women's health. And being in aesthetics, I think we should talk about that. This industry of aesthetics is 90% women. 90% of our clients in aesthetics are women, 10% men. And if we think carefully, like 90% of the people doing the treatments are also women. I would say that that's a fair and realistic estimate. It's 90% of the doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, RNs, PAs, injectors from all around the world are 90% women. I don't have any actual statistics on this, but I would say that that is the case based on my experience of attending national meetings and looking at society memberships. And really, it's interesting because 10% of the population that drives the business of this industry is women. If we look at corporate boards, they're 90% men. And corporate decision making in aesthetics is 90% male driven, whether that comes to the male message that's given to us from advertising departments, marketing teams, and vice presidents and presidents of companies and CEOs of companies. It has become a very male-dominated industry. And more women are breaking through. We see women in positions of leadership at Allergan, at MERS, at Galderma, and I am good friends with these ladies, and I think they're doing an amazing job. But I just think that if we women want to be part of the conversation, we have to be invited to the table of the corporate table of aesthetics industry. The more that I see consumer campaigns that are crafted and written by marketing teams that are highly male-driven, the more I feel that they don't really ring true to the modern-day aesthetic customer and consumer, which is me, which is us, which is you, which is the women out there. I really think that that's something we need to focus on. We're in the infancy of this industry. We're in the first 20 years of aesthetics, the first 20 years of the invention of Botox. It's kind of a crazy special time that we're practicing aesthetics in and that we're actually being allowed to get treatments done, things that we never had the power to do before. Our moms and grandmoms, they grew up with Oil of Olay and Pond's lotion and Noxzema, and all that's all they had. And now with the advent of so many different things we can do to morph and change our appearances, it's so important that this industry keeps up with who it's treating. I think women deserve to craft and create the conversation in aesthetics, and we deserve to be able to tell science, tell research, tell industry partners, people who are coming up with these new products, what we want and how we want to be treated and how we want to be spoken to and how we want to be messaged. Sort of the man speak of like these campaigns I've seen, like the Juvedermit campaign and the various other ones that have popped up in social media and on television, they've not been that authentic or true to my concerns as a woman who wants to stay beautiful, maintain attractiveness, and feel confident, independent, and be able to do the things I want to do with my own face. So I think there is room in the conversation to be had for women to step up to the table. Aesthetics is young. We are only reaching 6% of the aesthetic consumers out there right now. And I really think that we need to change and draft and grow this industry more woman-driven. And if you're a woman in aesthetics and you want to join me in this quest, I think we should start a little chat group about it. We should definitely think about ways that we want to really craft this industry and focus the message more on what we want for inner beauty, for outer beauty, for holistic beauty, for what we would want our daughters to grow up with. We're crafting right now what our daughters are going to be told in the media and in advertising and in campaigns that they need to do for themselves, for their beauty and their maintenance. And that message needs to really ring true. It really does. It needs to not make people feel insecure and not confident. It needs to not prey on people's vulnerabilities and insecurities. It needs to really focus on, I think, long-term health, wealth, and beauty and wellness, being beautiful from the inside out, doing things that have a maintenance and regularly scheduled intervals of treatment, and just teaching our girls that it's important to care for who you are, and it's important to maintain your appearance, your identity, and your self-esteem. All these things are so interrelated. But those were just my 5 cents. I think National Women's Health Week made me think a little bit about priorities. My health this year, I'm definitely going to do some more things. I'm due for like the whole works, colonoscopy, bone density, heart testing. My cholesterol was high, even though I'm fasting. So it's time to really buckle down, take this week and this important notification to go make your appointments for the year, dental, ophthalmology, OB-GYN, everything, and start learning more about the aging process and the things you can do to biohack and change how you're going to age. They start now. So if you're worried about menopause, you're in your 35s, 45s, it is coming. The pre and perimenopausal symptoms that you're having, they're already here. Some of them you don't even know you're having. And I think the more you're going to research and learn with me, the better we're going to do. But this industry is 90% women, and it needs to be built by women. So it's a call to action. If you're a woman in aesthetics, it's time for us to step up to the table. Send me a message or a DM if you're interested. I'm going to start a Women in Industry Pioneer chat group, and it's time to craft our own conversation at the table. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.